Cape Talk.
Zuma is on trial. It's not Jacob Zuma, it's Duduzane Zuma, and it's not anything to do with any of the corruption allegations which hang over him, but it is a culpable homicide trial. And it goes back to a collision between his Porsche and a taxi in 2014, which led to the deaths of Phumzile Dube and Nunki Mashaba. Dube died on the scene of that collision. Mashaba died in hospital a few weeks later. Today, at the start of the trial, the state announced that they were withdrawing one of the charges of culpable homicide, that relating to Nunki Mashaba, who died in hospital a few weeks later. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News is following the trial. Why that decision, Barry?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, we didn't exactly get the details of... we were told that Nunki Mashaba was suffering from a pre-existing medical condition. We didn't get the details of that. But what we can draw from this is that it's been determined that she didn't pass away as a result of injuries sustained in the collision involving Duduzane Zuma, but rather that she died as a result of her underlying medical condition. So that is the reason why the state has withdrawn that particular culpable homicide charge. It all relates to the question of, in criminal law, it's called causation. You must be able to link the alleged criminal act of the accused to the unlawful death of the individual, and in this case that couldn't be done.
Okay, and a relatively short time expected in the courtroom, just 4 days, I heard you reporting earlier today.
Yeah, quite right. Just sit down between today and Friday, and we're moving quite swiftly through the evidence. We've had the taxi driver, we've had a person from Porsche, we've had somebody from the weather service, and we've had a passenger in the taxi. I don't really think there's that much to be canvassed here, so I anticipate the state probably wrapping up by tomorrow, so we are moving quite quickly.
What are the key elements that the court has heard so far today?
Well, I think, you know, what I take, the big one I take from this is the evidence which is actually submitted by the defense team, advocate Mike Hellens, and it relates to, we were talking, it was during the evidence of the dealer principal at the Johannesburg Porsche Center. We're talking about the handling ability of the Porsche 911. Now, we know Duduzane Zuma was driving a 2007 Porsche 911, and it was Hellens who submitted during the cross-examination, and he referred to a recent article, January this year, from an international motoring online magazine where the head of Porsche, one of their designer heads, was interviewed in Germany, and there was a concession that Porsche 911s, because of their light weight and of their very broad tires, are susceptible to aquaplaning at relatively low speeds. So even traveling at 100 kilometers an hour, if you hit a body of water, just the nature of the car, it is susceptible to aquaplaning, of losing control. And only in this year, the eighth generation of the Porsche 911s, will Porsche be introducing countermeasures to be able to handle this kind of instability when driving over water. So I think this is a significant hit at the state's case by the defense. And then we have the driver of the taxi who said when he left four ways, it was raining quite lightly, but by the time they got to the N1, it was coming down quite heavily. He said he saw streams of water flowing across the highway near, and this was short before the collision took place. So it does appear this is where the defense is going, that this claim that his client was reckless and negligent when he was driving is untrue, that the sports car he was driving has an inherent problem that was not fixed by the, you know, in the model that he was driving, and due to the heavy rain, he lost control and collided with a taxi.
What evidence is there or might there be led as to the nature of the reckless driving? Has there been any indication that the state believes or has evidence to prove that Duduzane Zuma was driving at a reckless speed? Or might they try and argue that in those conditions, even to be driving at 100 kilometres an hour would be reckless, and therefore he must bear some responsibility for the aquaplaning of the car if that is accepted to be the cause of the accident?
We've had a witness testify now, and she was a passenger in the taxi, and she says moments before the collision, she happened to look back and she saw a black car coming towards them, and she warned the driver because she suspected this car might collide with them. She says the car passed them before losing control and spinning, and it then collided with the taxi and caused the accident. The question was put to her, do you think the car was speeding? She says she did. She suspected that the car was speeding. It was coming past her. Besides that, that is the only evidence we've heard so far to support the claim that Duduzane Zuma was speeding.
Do you know whether the state has an accident reconstruction expert on its list of witnesses who might be able to use accident reconstruction science to say that it appears from the evidence available that the car was traveling at, you know, between 110 and 120 kilometers an hour, or whatever the case may be?
No, no indication at this stage. I've not had a sight of this witness list, but no indication yet that they will be calling such an expert.
Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News, thank you very much.